Well, today we're at Adair Casey High School talking with some of the top graduates of the class of 2014, and we have the top two students this year, and we're going to talk first with
Anna Mulder.
Anna, introduce us to your family.
I live with my mom and my stepdad. My mom works as a personal trainer in Anita and Omaha. My stepdad, Kevin Westergaard, is a farmer, and my little brother, Matthew, lives in Omaha with my dad, Larry Mulder, and my sister, Elizabeth, who was valedictorian last year, goes to College of Ames.
Oh, very good. So she was valedictorian last year. You're right there close to the top this year. Is it a competitive thing academically in your family?
They're all like, I should have gotten as high as her. I'm happy with this, though. That's still good.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy here?
I'm a math and science person. I have always strive to just take lots of extra math classes, and I've tried to fit in lots of sciences, and I just really enjoy all that, and that's what I chose to major in. I mean, I like that.
I hear that a lot from students. Is that kind of the trend these days toward math and science?
Maybe that's just how they prepped us younger in J-High and elementary, but I've just kind of always had a passion for that thing, or it's the teachers who just help you through it all and make it seem easy. I don't know.
Does it come easy for you, or do you have to work hard at those?
It doesn't come easy, but the teachers really help me through it. I know Mr. B, if I ever miss anything or don't understand, I can come early and he can reteach anything. So that's nice.
Now, do you like math and science? Because a lot of times there are absolute answers. Do you like getting to solve problems?
Yeah, because for me, it's going from point A to point B. It's a specific answer that you're going to get to and you're going to get right. And I was thinking about architecture and design, but there's no real absolute answer. And I realized I'm more problematic, and I like this calculus stuff, and you find the exact answer.
All right. You're a results-focused person. All right. Well, let's talk about teachers then. Years from now at a class reunion, when you get together with some of your classmates, what teachers will you still be talking about?
Probably Mr. B, like I said, the math teacher. He's a great guy, and I just like how he's always helped me through everything. And then Julie Jensen, absolute best friend, worked at the office with her, and she's just always helped me through just the problems in my life. I mean, they've always been there for me.
Yeah, so we always talk about teachers, but there are other support staff there, too, that sometimes become good friends.
Yeah, she's the secretary, but she's awesome.
Very good. Well, it takes a lot of folks to help out and get you through all this stuff, too. And you've been pretty busy then in high school. What else has kept you busy?
Very busy. I'm in 4-H. I show horse, cattle, pigs, rabbit. I'm in FFA. I've gone to national convention, state convention, soil judging. I've done a ton of things. Basketball last year and years past, track. I've tried softball, volleyball, cross country, academic bowl, speech, band, choir, drama, and just about everything.
You just did that right off the top of your head. That's a lot.
Yeah.
How do you organize your life then to be able to participate in so many things and not, you know, make things crazy?
It gets pretty crazy just about 100% of the time. You just have to keep a good calendar and just really focus on keeping things straight. You have to have like sticky notes and dates and just tons of little organization things. And it's really good though, because I feel like I'm going to be prepared for college in that way.
Excellent. Did you have a favorite among all those things?
I think my favorite, or a few of my favorites, would at least be basketball. I really enjoyed that all 4 years. And then I really love band and choir, just the fine arts and speech. It was a great outlet for me.
Okay. What are you going to be most proud of? Do you have any achievements, accomplishments that you'll look back on as being some of your proudest moments?
Yeah, I'm really proud of what I did in my 3 years of track. I went to state and I set the record. That was great for me. And I'm proud of how I lettered 4 years in basketball. Also, I like how I've grown in band and choir. I joined sophomore year, and now I can look back and say I've come to be the president of the band and choir, and I won 2 awards last night at our spring concert, and just how I've really improved on them all.
Do you enjoy leadership?
Yeah, I just love to lead. It just kind of comes naturally.
Very good. Well, life's going to lead you down the road to college now. Where are you going to be in the fall?
I'm going to attend Iowa State this fall, and I'm going to go for engineering.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa State?
They have a great engineering program. I mean,
Okay, now engineering is kind of a general thing. You can focus on areas there, too. Do you have an idea where you see yourself then down the road professionally?
Yeah, right now I majored in civil engineering. So that's just what I'm going to study in the fall. But if there's any other areas like genetic engineering or nuclear, molecular, anything else that appeals, I'll switch on over. But for now, it's civil engineering.
Is engineering something you've been thinking about for a long time?
I just didn't quite realize that that was the field for me till recently, because I was in architecture or decided that for the past 2 years. And I still enjoy all that, but I'm not quite as creative. I'm more problematic, as I said earlier. So I just kind of filled out last semester that that was the major for me.
Excellent. Good choice. Well, give those eighth graders some advice now. Now that you're finished with your high school career, what do you want them to know so they do it right?
Well, I got some good advice when I was in freshman or junior high, and they all said it's the blink of an eye. And I laughed at them saying, no, this is already going way too slow. But you know what? They were 100% right. It's the blink of an eye. And just do everything you enjoy and love, because it's going to be gone before you know it.
Absolutely. Well, Anna, congratulations to you on your accomplishments, and good luck in your future.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Thank you very much. That's Anna Mulder. All right. And who's next?
Megan Golly.
Okay. Megan, let's talk about your family then. Introduce us.
My dad is Kurt Golly, and he is a prison guard at the Anamosa State Prison. And my mom is Sharon Martin, and she is a juvenile court officer. And I have a little brother named Andrew and a little sister named Hayden.
Okay. Very good. Who's your favorite?
I don't know.
You love them both.
All right. I love them both.
Well, let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Unlike Anna, I really enjoyed language and psychology and not math and science at all.
Are you more of a creative type?
Yes, I like the creative. I like writing. I like reading a lot. That's more of my area.
Is that the way it's always been for you, or is this something that you've kind of come into your high school years?
When I was younger, I always read books every day after school. Instead of like playing outside or anything, I just wanted to read and listen to music, and I just like dealing with that kind of stuff.
Sure, sure. So you enjoy the process of thinking through things then when you try to learn?
Yes, I like to look at other people's point of views, and I like to listen to problems and read about different situations and that kind of stuff.
Are those things that have always come kind of easy to you? Was it easy for you to get there, or was there something or someone that turned you on to that type of a field?
I think my mom being a juvenile court officer has really led me to deal with people's problems and understand things in a mature way. And she's never been interested in really the math side of things. She's always been interested in the feelings and emotional part of things.
Okay, very good. Well, what about teachers? Are there any teachers that you're going to remember fondly that really helped you out when you were in high school?
I think I'll remember all of my teachers pretty well. We've all had our good times and our bad times, and they've helped me through a lot of things. And I think all of them have been pretty involved in my life and always been there for me.
Has it been a good experience for you at Adair Casey High School? Can you imagine yourself anyplace else?
No, I like it here a lot.
Very good. What about extracurricular activities then? What else have you been busy with?
In the past, I've done cross country and track and basketball. Just now I've been working 3 jobs and doing dance and football cheerleading, and I think those have been my favorite things.
Is organization an issue in your life then too?
Sometimes people are pretty flexible and they'll work with you and make things easy for you to attend. And I mean, it can be difficult sometimes, but most of the time everything works out just fine.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I think football cheerleading was my favorite.
Okay. So do you enjoy doing things with others as opposed to maybe, accomplishing things on your own? Do you like team type activities?
It depends on the situation. Like at work, I really like to do things on my own and do it my way. But when it comes to cheerleading and dance, I really like the group activity and figuring out what's best for everyone and how to put on a good show.
Sure. Any accomplishments that you'll look back on as being some of your best moments?
I advanced a lot in cheerleading. When I first started out, I was very shy and very quiet, and throughout the 4 years, I became very confident in it, and the same with dance. I was not very interested at first, but now it's one of my favorite things to do, and the same with work. I was really quiet and shy, and now I can just go up and talk to people, and I think it's really helped me.
And by the way, she's first in her class, so they can't take that away from her either. There are a lot of things to be proud of, too. Well, Megan, let's talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm attending Drake University to major in psychology.
Okay. Why did you choose Drake?
I like that it's kind of close to home. It's kind of in between my mom and my dad, and I like the way things are set up. It's a nice place to be, and I'm excited to be a Bulldog.
And it shouldn't surprise us much that you chose psychology as a major, should it?
No.
Is that something you've looked at for a long time then?
Yeah, I think I've kind of always known that I was going to go in that field just because both of my parents did, and I really love the things that they do. Yeah.
So you're a helper then. You see yourself down the road helping others?
Yes, I want to do something that leads people in the right direction or gets them doing something good in life, or if they're struggling through something, I really want to help people in that way.
Very good. Well, let's give those eighth graders some advice. Here's your chance to put that good knowledge to work then, giving advice. Tell the eighth graders what they need to know as they start high school.
I would tell the eighth graders to always be true to yourself. And in the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what other people think of you. You just have to go for what you want to do and to always try hard in everything you do, because you don't want to look back and think, wow, I really should have done better. I could have done better at that.
Kind of like Anna said, it goes by in the blink of an eye, and then it's gone. You can't do it over again. Well, Megan, congratulations to you on your success so far, and best of luck in your future. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, that's Megan and Anna, and they are some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Adair Casey High School.